Well, the bottom line here is DHS used to have a pretty significant problem, but it no longer appears to have that problem. We did a report for Congress that was just issued about a week or so ago, and we found that going back to 2006, about a quarter of the SES and senior-level positions at DHS were vacant. When you fast forward to today, at the end of the fiscal year 2011, that vacancy rate was down to 10%.
As you looked at these issues, were there things that were peculiar to DHS about their ability to retain SES people first time around 2006 when you looked at this that changed over that time frame?
Well, certainly part of what was going on in the early years of DHS were some of the struggles, frankly, of pulling together a brand new department from 22 component agencies. There are a lot of moving parts, a lot of things being changed at the same time, and that created friction and certainly contributed to higher levels of attrition and higher vacancy rates.
You write in this report, DHS's attrition rates were statistically higher than the average of other CFO agencies in 06, 07, and 09, but not statistically different in 08 and 10. And then you write about the exit survey that DHS deployed the beginning of January 10. Talk about what you found looking at the results of those exit surveys.
Well, right. Yeah, I think that was one of the best practices that DHS adopted, and it was a good idea. Basically, it was an attempt to get their arms around why people were leaving the department, and they did this not just for senior executives, but department-wide. For our report, we were focused on senior executives, and there were a variety of reasons related to not being happy with supervision and management, personal and family-related reasons, and salary and pay.
You wrote, in fiscal 2010, DHS implemented a simplified pilot hiring process aiming to attract additional qualified applicants. You go on to write, it worked well enough that DHS is using it to bring in for all of their SES hiring. What were some of the components of that you looked at?
Well, I think the most important aspect we looked at was the fact that when they moved toward this resume-only hiring process, instead of making people fill out the more traditional lengthy essays with some, they're sort of replete with Byzantine federal speak, people could apply simply by submitting a resume. And frankly, there was a little bit of growing pains initially when that was first adopted at DHS to get their human capital people used to doing that. But what we found is they have essentially worked the kinks out of that system, and it seemed to work reasonably well, at least from what we heard from the folks we talked to as part of this review.
Tell me also, please, about what you're right in calling a centralized candidate development program aimed at providing a consistent approach to leadership training.
Right. What we found was that DHS used to have several independent SES candidate development programs sort of scattered across the department. And one of the things they've done recently was merge them all into a single SES candidate development program for the whole department. And this is part of their broader effort to bring a more integrated approach to overall management of the department, which I think is a good step.
Was that a residual effect of all of the conglomeration of the agencies when the main agency was stood up, or is that or are those various programs things that grew up over time since the agency was put together?
These were vestiges of when the legacy agencies were brought into DHS.
The reason I ask that is because I think there are a lot of folks that have the misconception that DHS should be past all that by now and maybe aren't clear about how deeply rooted some of the issues are that DHS is trying to work their way through still as a result of being put together.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, DHS is on the GAO high-risk list precisely for that issue, the ability to knit the department together into a single cohesive whole is very much a work in progress. They've made some important steps in recent years, but they still have a ways to go, and they remain on our high-risk list for that reason.
Now, you've got some recommendations in this report, as always, Dave. Talk about those.
Well, in this particular report, what we found was that basically kind of a good news story for DHS. So, in seeing the vacancy rate drop so dramatically from 25% down to 10%, in this report, we were essentially reporting that fact and some of the factors that were sort of behind that decline. There are some differences across the components, so it's certainly worth keeping an eye on what's going on at TSA and FEMA, where vacancy rates still remain up around 20%.
Now, if I'm going to pick up this report and I work at another agency and I'm going, we could use a little bit of help in this area, what would you point me to inside this report, Dave, to make sure that I take away the lessons that DHS has to teach here?
I think one of the key lessons is that when an agency or department gets additional allocations for senior-level positions from OPM, be ready to move quickly with putting announcements out on the street and try to streamline and make more efficient your hiring process, because when you add new positions and you don't fill them quickly, your vacancy rates go up.